transcribed.
Hey, Dean, is it time for us to go on yet?
Oh, just a second, Jerry. Will I finish my Chesterfield?
Regular?
No, king size. Why?
Well, in that case, I'll have to wait over a fifth longer for you.
Which means the Chesterfield, first with premium quality and best for you, brings you the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show.
Chesterfield is best for you, much milder, better tasting too. They're today's best cigarette buy.
Come on, smokers, why don't you try?
Chesterfield,
best for you.
Chesterfield, best for you. Regular, king size, either way. Make it Chesterfield's today.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to bring you our master of ceremonies, Dean Martin.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and a happy hello to all of you from Chesterfield. There's lots of fun and music in the cards tonight. That jolly joker, Jerry Lewis, has quite a few laugh aces up his sleeve. So in the meantime, Richard, if you'll shuffle the music, I'm ready to deal. I'm sitting on top of the world, rolling along, just rolling along. I'm quitting the blues of the world, singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned the parson. Hey, Pa, get ready to call. Just like a Humpty Dumpty, I'm a-going to fall. I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. Get ready to call. Well, I just like a Humpty Dumpty, I'm a-going to fall. Well, I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. Take what back, Jer?
The bathrobe you gave me for my birthday. You told me to use it when I take a bath.
Well, what about it?
When I jumped in the tub, it got all wet.
Jerry, you're supposed to remove the robe when you get in the tub.
What, and take a bath baldy?
Why not? Oh, who'll see you?
Who'll see me? Who'll see me?
Yeah, who'll see you?
Me.
Jay, when you take a bath, it's only natural that you see yourself. When your father takes a bath, he sees himself. When your brother takes a bath, he sees himself. And
Dean, I'm so ashamed.
Of what?
Don't you realize I come from a family of peeping Toms?
Oh. Hey, you, Jay, are you crazy?
No, but I've got an uncle who's crazy. I'm all right.
Who told you?
My uncle.
Oh. Oh, that's the one who thinks he's an orange.
Oh. Oh, yeah. He used to think he was an orange, but now he's cured.
Oh, that's good.
No, bad. Now my aunt doesn't have any orange juice in the morning.
Look, Jerry, you stop the stupid remarks. We're going to England this summer. Is this correct? Are we going to England? Answer
yes.
me.
Oh,
are we?
Yes,
all right, now, I'm just making out the list of clothes to take along. You know, clothes are very important in England.
They're very important here, too.
You're so right.
Very few people walk around without them, you know.
Oh, Jerry.
Except when they take a bath.
Will you stop?
Then they walk around with wet bathrobes.
Now, there you go again, Jerry. I don't know how you get into these things.
It's easy. First, you put your arm in one sleeve. Then you put your arm
in
the other.
Oh, forget the bathrobe. Will you forget it?
Forget it. Well, here I am, bathing baldy again.
What I started to say about taking along a complete wardrobe is that clothes make the man.
That'll sure surprise my sister.
Your sister?
She wears clothes and she's a woman.
Oh, Jerry. Jerry Jerome Lewis. Clothes make the man is a saying. It's a saying like he who lives in a glass house should what?
Wear a bathrobe when he takes a bath.
Oh, shut up. Jerry, now, I got to figure out what to take along on the trip, so please don't bother me. Let's see now. I'll take the blue suit.
I'll need some advice about what costume to wear.
And the gray suit with the pinstripe.
They're giving my cousin a Sweet 16 party. It's a surprise.
The brown sport coat.
Sweet 16 they're giving. Surprise, my cousin, her.
The suede shoes.
My cousin, oh, party, her. They're giving 16 sweet. Surprise.
The suede surprise. Jerry, they're giving your cousin a Sweet 16 party?
It's a surprise.
What's a surprise?
She's only 12.
I'm sorry I asked. I'll take along the tuxedo.
I need advice on what costume to wear.
Jerry, I'm getting disgusted. You're always asking me for advice.
I'm sorry.
The tuxedo.
Asking, always asking, never getting, always asking.
Oh, why don't you stop. The tuxedo.
Stopping, always stopping, never starting, always stopping.
Oh, Jerry!
Jerry, always Jerry, never arriving, always Jerry.
Well, Jerry, I'm busy. Now, figure out your own costume to wear. I'll take along the cashmere sweater.
For the last masquerade party, I wore a butterfly costume.
The terry cloth robe.
I had to crawl all the way.
The purple pajama. Jerry, if you went as a butterfly, why did you have to crawl all the way?
The wings fell off and I had to go as a caterpillar.
Jerry, if you promise to stop pestering me, I'll let you wear the special costume I had made for my last masquerade party.
I know your taste, and it must have been a positive darb.
I was supposed to represent half man and half beast. You see, in front I was a prince, and in the back I was a dragon.
Oh, it'll be such a wonderful... In the front you were a prince, and in the back you were a dragon?
Yes.
Why didn't you tighten your suspenders?
Jerry, when I say in the back I was a dragon, I don't mean in the back I was a dragon. I mean in the back I was a dragon.
You don't feel good, Booby?
Not too good. Just for that, get your own costume. Now, for our trip, I'll take along, let's see, my tennis racket.
And I can do it, too. I once went to a masquerade dressed as Louis XIV.
The Argyle song.
But I couldn't afford a white wig.
An extra pair of shoelaces.
So I put baking powder in my hair.
My gold cufflinks.
And for beauty marks, I put raisins on my face.
My dress shirt, you put baking powder in your hair and raisins on your face?
Yeah, and when the beautiful hostess gave me a kiss, I was so embarrassed.
Why?
My face broke out in cookies.
Get out.
Here is Chesterfield's record with smokers. And important to you.
No adverse effects to the nose, throat, and sinuses from smoking Chesterfield.
That's the report of a doctor who has been examining a group of Chesterfield smokers for a full year and 2 months as part of a program supervised by a responsible independent research laboratory. Don't you want to try a cigarette with a record like this? Chesterfield. First with premium quality. Chesterfield. First choice of young America. And that's from a survey made in 274 colleges and universities. Try Chesterfield's today. Chesterfield, regular or king size. They're much milder and best for you.
When songwriters submit their newest efforts to the toughest jury of all, the All-American Teenager, they can most often hit a verdict by combining a romantic lyric with a sentimental melody. Right now, I'd like to prove my point with this musical testimony. If you please, Maestro, Exhibit A.
I I pass your house with misty eyes, there stands the gate to paradise. But you don't hear the heart that cries outside of heaven. You're happy there with someone new. Good luck to him, good luck to you. I count the dreams that won't come true outside of heaven. On your wedding day, I stood in the crowd. I could hardly keep from crying out loud. There goes the kiss my lips have known. There goes the love I call my own. Why was I meant to walk alone outside of heaven?
Thank you very much. Well, it's guest star time again, and tonight it's my pleasant duty to
It's no use. I tell you, it's no use. I'm going to destroy myself. Destroy, destroy. Oh, destroy. Is that clear? Destroy.
Jerry, do you mind telling me
that... Dee Martin, don't try to talk me out of it. I'm going to buy a nail file and slowly manicure myself to death.
Well, Jerry, what's this all about?
Misery, misery. Oh, misery. My girl Sheba just eloped with a fireman who carried her out of a burning building.
Now, why would a girl who was engaged to you elope with a strange fireman?
Short memory. Long ladder.
Jerry, now, you just forget it. Forget it. Men have gotten along without women. The great philosopher Socrates did.
I'd like to have a talk with him.
Jerry, Socrates is dead.
Oh, when I'm dead, I'll get along without women, too. How do you like those apples?
Jerry, if you feel you must get married, marry one of your own kind. Pick somebody in show business. Somebody with whom you have something in common, like our guest tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm referring to that delightful dancing doll, Miss Vera Ellen. Vera!
Hi, Dean. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Vera Ellen, who was appearing by arrangement with MGM, producers of the Technicolor picture, Young Beth, starring Gene Simmons, Stuart Granger, Deborah Carr, and Charlie Lawton. And now it's done.
Jerry. Jerry, what was that?
Well, if the audience has to listen to a plug, they might as well get one they can go out whistling.
Jerry, remember our discussion? Well, here's Vera Ellen, a beautiful girl in your line of show business. Now, what are you waiting for?
But, Dean, she's so beautiful, I don't know what to say.
That's easy. Compliment her.
Oh, compliment her. Okay. Oh, Vera Ellen?
Yes, Jerry?
I just noticed your skin.
Really? What about my skin, Jerry?
You sure got an awful lot of it, ain't you?
Jerry, that's not the technique. You know, Vera, Jerry's really very, he's very lovable.
Oh, sorry, Dean, but I go for men with a powerful physique.
You're on the wrong show.
Now, hear this, Vera Ellen. You mean to stand there and tell me that I'm not muscular?
Oh, oh, how thoroughly silly. How completely absurd. How utterly ut. I defy you to name one picture star that I cannot fight and drown.
Very well. Clark Gable, Tony Curtis, Kirk Douglas, Burt Lancaster, Gary Cooper, Jeff Chandler, Alan Ladd.
Dean, do you notice how slyly she avoided Ethel Barrymore?
I don't blame Vera. She wants a man who can protect her from wolves.
Ho, ho, and hee-haw. I recall a 6-foot bruiser was annoying a girl. And without thinking of the consequences, for 1 minute, I rushed up to this brute, grabbed the umbrella from his hand.
Yes, yes. What did you do with the umbrella?
I broke it over my knee and said, there, now I hope it rained.
Are you impressed, Vera?
Well, I might consider going out with Jerry if he weren't so terribly thin. Why, if it weren't for his Adam's apple, he'd have no shape at all.
Vera, how can you resist this beautiful boy? It's June, and all the world's in love.
Yes, the flowers are in love. The trees are in love. The peaches are in love.
Oh, come now, Jerry. How can anybody tell when a peach is in love?
When their fuzz starts to fizz. Oh, yes, Miss Ellen. Everything's in love.
I'm starting to get the message, Jerry. The flowers and their pollen, the bees and their honey.
Yes, and the cats and their honey.
Oh, stop. Cats don't have any honey.
No, then why does mine stay out all night?
Oh.
I had to think about that.
Jerry, what you're getting at couldn't be matrimony.
No, marriage. I always wanted to hear the pitter-patter of tiny little feet around the house.
Oh, then you like children.
No, just feet.
You know, Vera, I can just picture your honeymoon with Jerry. It'll be so romantic.
Yeah, it'll be so much fun, Miss Ellen. We'll go to the zoo and watch the monkeys scratching each other.
That's no fun.
The monkeys seem to enjoy it.
Oh, Jerry, I can just see our marriage together. You working in pictures, me working in pictures.
My wife work? Never, never. If my friends found out my wife was working, they'd insult me.
But I make $50,000 a picture.
Let them insult me.
But Vera, think how wonderful it would be being married to a star.
Wiley's a star, perhaps, but if things went bad and there was no food in the house, would he forget his pride and just take an ordinary job?
There's only one way to answer that question. Fenneman?
Yes, Dean?
Set the scene for the answer.
Right, Dean.
All righty.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Chesterfield, they're a positive dar players, present regular-sized Jerry Lewis, king-size Dean Martin, and queen-size Vera Ellen in a story of a has-been picture star who refuses to get an ordinary job and spends all his time in saloons, entitled High by Noon.
Of your eye.
Which one? Any more questions?
No, but you should cut down on your liquor, Marvin. When you've had enough to drink, ask for sarsaparilla.
When I've had enough to drink, I can't say sarsaparilla.
Oh, Marvin, if you don't stop drinking, you'll never be able to make a comeback in Hollywood.
I don't care. Hollywood's full of crooks. When I was driving home from the saloon...
What, in your condition you drove?
Well, I had to. I was too drunk to walk. Anyhow, I was making a turn. I stuck out my left hand.
And?
Somebody stole my olive. Toothpick and all.
You must get some kind of a job, Marvin. They turned off our gas. They turned off our phone. Turned off our water.
Anything else new?
Yes, last night I had another baby.
Boy or girl?
I don't know. They also turned off our lights. Oh, Marvin, in spite of everything, I love you so.
Nagging, nagging. Always nagging. I'll bet you're still sorry you didn't marry that country bumpkin you used to run around with.
He was nice, even though he was a dull but honest square.
Who's there?
It is I, the dull but honest square.
Come on in, dull.
Howdy, Zelmer. Hope I'm not intruding, Sally.
Oh, no, you're just in time for dinner, dull. Line up at the stove.
And take off your hat.
Why, don't you have any plates? You look kind of blue, Sal. Why?
Well, all I've had out of my married life with Marvin is children. Boys and girls, boys and girls. I'm young yet. I want something else.
But, Selma, boys and girls are all there is.
I sure wish you'd have married me, Sal. Ma'am? You could have helped me out with the chores on the farm. When I get up in the morning, I milk the cows and everything.
You milk the cows and everything? I bet the ducks and chickens are surprised.
Marvin. Now, Marvin, it's about time we had a heart-to-heart talk.
About what, pray tell?
You haven't worked since talking pictures. The house is falling apart. The rent is 6 years overdue. The landlord is threatening to throw us out. We don't have any clothes, no food. All our kids are sick. And all we have in the bank is $5.
Why don't you spend the $5?
We're saving that for an emergency.
Oh. Mr. Marvin, sir, I think your wife is entitled to a little funding. Would you mind if I took her out?
Would you bring her back?
Yep.
And she can't go.
Oh. Maybe you could earn some money as a door-to-door salesman.
Oh, I tried that. I used to go around ringing doorbells at 3 o'clock in the morning.
But were the people up at 3 o'clock in the morning?
They must have been. They all answered the door.
Oh, no wonder you couldn't make good. Look what you were selling. Snake oil.
How come you didn't sell any?
3 o'clock in the morning. Who wants their snakes oiled?
Leastways, you could have sold something useful like electric milking machines. They're great time savers.
That's silly. What's time to a cow? That's utter nonsense.
But, Marvin, you should get some job just to find out what kind of work you're out of.
The gal's right, Marv. You're just about through in that there show business. And you know what they say? You never come back.
Ha! They said Gloria Swanson would never come back. They said Hopalong Cassidy would never come back. They said Seymour Pritzvogan would never come back.
Who's Seymour Pritzvogan?
Nobody knows. He never came back.
Why not face it, feller? You're through.
I'm not through. Not. Is that clear? For the last 2 months, I've been working on a new act with my wife, and it's a real thriller.
It certainly is. Day and night, he's been practicing throwing butcher knives as close as he can to my head.
Yeah, and each day I've been coming closer and closer and closer.
What's the name of the act?
Lewis and Baldy.
Yeah.
Years ahead of them all.
Chesterfield is years ahead of all cigarettes.
Chesterfield quality is highest. Here's the proof.
Recent chemical analyses give an index of good quality for the country's 6 leading cigarette brands. The index of good quality table, which is a ratio of high sugar to low nicotine, shows Chesterfield quality highest.
Chesterfield quality highest.
15% higher than its nearest competitor.
Chesterfield quality highest.
31% higher than the average of the 5 other leading brands. Don't you want to try a cigarette with a record like this?
Chesterfield. First with premium quality and best for you.
Try Chesterfield today. Regular or king size.
Ladies and gentlemen, though love is supposed to blossom through all seasons of the year, there's one season that a couple of writers popularized years ago that has definitely stood the test of time. Let's show them what we mean, Richard.
I'll be with you in apple blossom time. I'll be with you. Change your name to mine. One day in May, oh, I'll come and say, happy is the bride that the sun shines on today. Oh, what a wonderful wedding there will be a wonderful day for you and me. Church bells will chime, you will be mine. In apple blossom time, apple blossom time.
Oh, Dean, a great song deserves great singing, and that was both, really, Dean.
Well, thanks, Vera. You're very kind.
Say, Jerry, why don't you sing?
I used to. Do you know that? But when I was 13 years old, something terrible happened. My voice changed.
Oh, don't take it to heart. Don't take it to heart there, boy. Well, when they come to a certain age, all boys' voices change.
To a bullfrog?
No.
You never...
Well, when he gets a line, he reads.
You never tried singing after that, Jerry?
Yeah, just once in an operetta. I sang the lead in The Pipes of Pan.
Oh, yes, my father saw you in that, but he couldn't make up his mind.
About what?
Which was worse, your pipes or your pan?
That did it. Definitely did it. Tomorrow morning at dawn, Miss Ellen, I shall meet you in Griffith Park. And you may have your choice of weapons, guns or swords.
Well, I do well.
But, Jerry, I don't know how to duel.
Well, in that case, when you meet me at Griffith Park, there's only one thing for us to do.
What's that?
Well, neck.
Oh, in that case, I'd better go home now and get a good night's sleep.
You deserve some rest after tangling with our nonsense, Vera.
That's so right, and a mighty fine job she did, too. Thanks for your talent and sportsmanship, Vera.
Thank you, Dean and Jerry, and good night, everybody.
Good night, Vera. Friends, next time you buy cigarettes, remember what we've told you tonight. You can't beat the premium quality you get in Chesterfield, regular or king size.
Dean and I have smoked Chesterfields long enough to know they're best for us. When you try them, I know you'll find they're best for you.
So until next week, this is Dean Martin.
And this is Jerry Lewis saying good night, everyone.
From Hollywood, you've just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Produced and directed by Dick Mack. Written by Arthur Phillips and Austin Kalish. With music prepared and conducted by Dick Stabile. And this is George Fenneman reminding you to listen to Chesterfield's award-winning show, Dragnet, Sunday night on this same NBC station.
Have you tried new cork-tipped Fatima? It's the smooth smoke. Here's why. New Fatima tips of perfect cork. King size for longer filtering. And Fatima quality for a much better flavor and aroma. Remember, Fatima has the tip for your lips. Try new Fatima. See how smooth it is. Fatima is made by the makers of Chesterfield, Liggett and Myers, one of tobacco's most respected names.
Tonight, visit Fibber McGee and Molly on NBC.